Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, January 19th. Currently with partly cloudy skies, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is northwest at 15 with gusts to 24 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.91. The dew point is 21 degrees and the wind chill is 15 degrees. We want to remind you one final time that Norton Community Schools USD 211 is starting late this morning. They will start at 10 a.m. The buses will run, but there will be no breakfast served. And USD 212 Northern Valley Schools are starting 2 hours late. And all of our severe weather reports, closings, and delays are brought to you by the Bank of Oberlin and Norton, the bank that cares, your community bank. It is 8:05 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Some serious monkey business is going on in Wichita.
Wichita police on Monday responded to a dispute between two men regarding the exchange of monkeys. A seller in Missouri reportedly agreed to meet a buyer from Oklahoma in Wichita to exchange 11 small monkeys in a transaction. But a verbal fight broke out, and that apparently led to punches. Police said the monkey transaction was actually legal, and it was determined to be a civil matter. I'm Jared Cirillo.
More than $44 million will help improve broadband access in several underserved counties. The governor's office said the funds have been distributed to 9 service providers to extend internet access to more than 18,000 locations across 15 Kansas counties that lack high-speed internet. AT&T, Butler Rural Electric Cooperative, Cox Communications, Cunningham Communications, GBT Rural, Iowa Tribe, Mocandial, Nextech, and WANRAC will put the money toward projects. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment will receive nearly $3 million from the U.S. Department of Justice to better identify and support children exposed to drugs, increase public safety, and reduce overdose death. The efforts are part of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's All Hands on Deck Drug Endangered Children in Kansas project. Governor Kelly said it's critical that they make resources and help available to stop the impact of drug addiction on Kansas's children, and this funding will be instrumental in curbing the generational impact drugs have on Kansas families. In Kansas, an estimated 140,860 children live in environments where their parent or caregiver has a substance use disorder, and an estimated 5,155 Kansas infants are born exposed to substances every year. Drug-endangered children are more likely to develop chronic diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and obesity, and they're also more likely to develop substance use disorder, financial difficulties, and employment challenges. Joan Duvey, MD, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment State Health Officer, said this important all-hands-on-deck funding is an investment in Kansas children and a lifeline for family members with substance use disorder. She added that the project will work with populations of focus who are disproportionately impacted by substance use disorder and drug overdose. It divides the state into 6 regions to ensure geographic equity between rural, frontier, and urban areas of the state, and will also engage Kansas tribes. For more information, you can visit PreventOverdoseKS.org. Equipment manufacturer John Deere and the American Farm Bureau Federation have signed a memorandum of understanding that ensures farmers and ranchers have the right to repair their own farm equipment. And the memorandum of understanding signed at the Federation's convention in San Juan, Puerto Rico, follows several years of discussions between the two sides. Federation President Zippy Duval said the agreement addresses a long-running issue for farmers and ranchers when it comes to accessing tools, information, and resources while protecting John Deere's intellectual property rights and ensuring equipment safety. He said a piece of equipment is a major investment, and farmers must have the freedom to choose where equipment is repaired or to repair it themselves to help control costs. The agreement commits John Deere to ensuring farmers and independent repair facilities have access to many of the tools and software needed to keep the equipment running. And John Deere commits to engaging with farmers and dealers to resolve issues when they arise and agrees to meet with the Farm Bureau Federation at least twice per year to evaluate progress. The agreement formalizes farmers' access to diagnostic and repair codes and to operator, parts, and service manuals and product guides, and it also ensures farmers will be able to purchase diagnostic tools directly from John Deere to receive assistance from the manufacturer when ordering parts and products. Fort Hays State University, North Central Kansas Technical College, and Northwest Kansas Technical College announced a new affiliation initiative to address demographic and economic challenges in rural Kansas. This affiliation initiative will focus on developing solutions in three key areas that are developing academic programs and integrated student services that meet the educational and professional needs of today's and tomorrow's students, aligning and optimizing interinstitutional operations to remove unnecessary bureaucratic barriers to student success, and creating a coalition with regional businesses, industries, and communities focused on increasing opportunities for students, expanding entrepreneurship, and meeting workforce development needs in rural Kansas. Fort Hays State University President Tisa Mason, North Central Kansas Tech President Eric Burks, and Northwest Tech President Ben Shears released a statement regarding the affiliation initiative, saying their institutions exist to serve students and communities, and this is a true north that will guide their focus in the endeavor. Higher education institutions have long been beacons of opportunity and drivers of economic prosperity. And for communities to thrive, every individual needs a chance to fully develop their talents, skills, and interests. The Area Board of Control, the governing body of Northwest Tech, considered the plan on January 11th. The NCK Tech Board of Trustees considered the plan on January 16th. And Fort Hays State University's governing body, the Kansas Board of Regents, considered the plan on January 18th. In Nebraska news, the Aurora Police Department are still working to locate Robert and Lovita Proctor from Aurora. According to law enforcement, Robert M. Proctor is an 89-year-old white male, approximately 5 feet 9 inches tall, and approximately 145 pounds, with thin gray hair. He was missing from Aurora, Nebraska, and was last seen in Aurora on the afternoon of January 13th. Proctor is believed to be with his wife, Lovita Proctor, who is a 92-year-old white female, 5 foot 2 inches tall, 180 pounds, with blue eyes and gray hair. The Endangered Missing Advisory activated to determine the whereabouts of Robert Proctor has been canceled due to an automatic cancellation after 72 hours. It is believed that the Proctors are traveling in a blue 2007 Chrysler Pacifica with Nebraska Navy license plates 1030. And their direction of travel was unknown. Robert has dementia and needs blood pressure medication, and Lovita becomes disoriented while driving at night. If anyone has any information, please contact the Aurora Police Department at 402-694-5815 immediately. Lincoln police are investigating after $4,000 worth of fuel was stolen from a land development project. Around 8 a.m. on Tuesday, a contractor working on the project, which is located at Alvo Road from 14th to 27th Streets, reported the theft. And the contractor told police that someone had taken fuel from their earth-moving equipment and a tanker truck sometime over the weekend. On Saturday, the tanker had been filled with 1,000 gallons of off-road diesel, which is fuel commonly used in construction equipment, with about 100 gallons of diesel and $200 worth of hand tools stolen from the worksite. An investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to call Lincoln Police or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. A bow hunting couple from Iowa has been sentenced to probation in a case that finally wraps up one of Nebraska's largest federal poaching cases. Prosecutors said Josh Bomar, 32, and Sarah Bomar, 33, were sentenced last week to 3 years of probation for misdemeanor conspiracy and are banned from any hunting activities in Nebraska during their probation. Officials said the couple had conducted 5 hunts a year with Hidden Hills Outfitters, a commercial guiding and outfitting business near Broken Bow. Their sentencing is the final one related to the investigation, which saw 39 people convicted. In total, those sentenced were ordered to pay over $750,000 in fines, serve 30 months behind bars, 47 years of probation, and 72 years worth of hunting and guiding restrictions. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, the CanDrive.org traveler information website makes it easy and convenient to receive timely information on current road conditions across the state. The CanDrive.org app is available to install on cell phones from the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store, and after creating an account, motorists can also sign up for text alerts on specific highways. Secretary Julie Lorenz stated that this information can be critical when making travel decisions, and they want it available to travelers whenever they need it. Impacts to traffic are updated 24/7, including maintenance and construction activities, winter highway conditions, flooded roadways, incidents and crashes affecting traffic, and closed highways. You can create personalized accounts to save your favorite routes and areas and share reports and cameras through Facebook, Twitter, or email. The commercial vehicle mode for truck drivers allows companies to create text and email alerts designed around highly traveled routes, way stations, and rest areas. You can visit www.candrive.org to get started. As of 10 p.m. last night, the Kansas Department of Transportation had closed westbound I-70 at Hayes because of the winter weather conditions and vehicle crashes in Colorado. For the latest information on road closures and conditions, visit candrive.org or call 511 in Kansas. In cooperation with the Norton Pheasants Forever chapter, the annual Youth Pheasant Hunt is held to provide a safe opportunity for young hunters to get focused training and hunting opportunities that are unique to this event. And this special hunt within state park boundaries allows for the introduction and retention of youth in the outdoor experience of hunting upland birds. The Prairie Dog State Park Youth Hunt is designed to encourage young hunters and should offer a quality experience with a better-than-average chance of success to help keep young hunters interested. Prairie Dog State Park is accepting applications for the annual Youth Pheasant Hunt, which will be held Sunday, January 22nd at 1 p.m. The mentored hunt is limited to 12 youth hunters aged 10 to 15. All participants must wear blaze orange during the special hunt, and each youth must be accompanied by an adult. If more than 12 youth do apply for the hunt, local staff will conduct a drawing to determine who will be eligible to hunt in this year's event, and lunch will be served prior to a safety and instruction meeting. To apply, contact the Prairie Dog State Park office at 785-877-2953 no later than tomorrow, Friday, January 20th, with your name, birth date, and phone number. The Kansas Department of Transportation will hold an open house on Monday, January 30th for the upcoming reconstruction of 6 miles of Kansas 383 in Norton County, and the event is scheduled from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Almena Community Center located at 421 Main Street in Almena. The attendees will be able to review the project plans and expected traffic impacts, and Kansas Department of Transportation staff will be available for questions and comments about the project. No formal presentation will be given, so participants are welcome to come and go at any time during the event between 4 and 6 p.m. The project is the second phase of the Kansas Department of Transportation's reconstruction of the 26-mile K-383 corridor in Norton and Phillips counties. Construction activities include reconstructing and widening the highway on existing alignment, as well as adding paved shoulders. The work is expected to begin this spring and be completed by the end of 2023, weather permitting. Anyone who would require language translation, special assistance, or accommodation to attend the meeting should contact Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107 at least 1 week before the meeting date of January 30th. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger gravy, whipped potatoes, warm peas, peaches, peanut butter twist, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pigs in a blanket, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cheesy chicken bake, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 33 and a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 12 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 31 with a west wind around 5 miles per hour becoming northeast in the afternoon. And on Friday night, there's a 40% chance of snow after midnight. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a low around 19. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Saturday, there's a chance of snow showers before noon, then a slight chance of rain showers, snow showers, and freezing rain. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 34 on Saturday. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 32. On Monday, there's a 20% chance of snow, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 31. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 30. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 34. Currently, with cloudy skies, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 80%. The wind speed is northwest at 15, with gusts to 24 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.91. The dew point is 21 degrees, and the current wind chill is 15 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurring leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Chiefs defense had their up and down moments so far this year, and defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo met with the media and he discussed the Chiefs defense and how they've improved at certain points this year. But what are the other points of this defense that feels you wish were just a little bit better and hope to get better as they move into this playoff run?
Well, the red zone, certainly. We've talked about that before. And I'm always a stickler for third down. I mean, overall, we were okay, but I just think that's such a critical down, especially in the playoffs. I would like to be better at third down. And I don't think we had as many turnovers this year as we did a year ago. I thought we would have had more of that with the way we played, but you can never put your finger on that one. I don't remember a lot of dropped interceptions. I can remember a couple in my mind that stick out. The guys would probably be able to tell you which ones they did or didn't get. So maybe those three kind of critical areas. And yeah, I thought the pass rushers has gotten better and better. The linebackers kind of evolved, the young corners. I mean, all those things.
Yeah, in sports, I am Fulton Castor.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice: physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapist.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We were seeing some areas of snow pass through extreme northern and northeast Kansas this morning, and that will continue to move on off to the northeast as the low pressure system begins to lift on out. Meanwhile, temperatures are going to be fairly chilly here early on, and our next storm system on the way will likely arrive Friday night into the weekend. We already have a winter storm watch posted for portions of western Kansas, where western and central parts of the state could see anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of snowfall this weekend, with rain further south and southeast. An additional system is on the way on Monday and Tuesday that again may bring a rain-snow mix to southern Kansas. Again, in northwest Kansas today, sunny with a high in the mid-30s, tonight's low 13. North central Kansas, breezy with a high in the upper 30s, tonight's low 17. Northeast Kansas today, light snow this morning, this afternoon's high in the upper 30s. For southwestern Kansas, sunny with a high in the upper 40s, upper 40s in south central Kansas, and mid 40s in southeastern Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And as we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, we did see the lower cash trade in Nebraska yesterday, 153 to 154, but with the snow they've had, that was probably bought with muddy feedlot trade and muddy cattle out there as well. That's about $2 lower, about $4 lower on the dress market at about 246 to 248 overall in that market. Nevertheless, negative tone in the market today as well. Very quiet trade on the grain side in the overnight markets. More movement on the equities. Wheat futures about 3 cents lower. Corn down about a penny. Soybeans down about a penny as well. Looking at the changing weather patterns to a more wetter pattern in Argentina. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Your local Zumatic dealer works hard to give you every advantage when it comes to your irrigation operations. This year, we're giving you a head start in preparing for the upcoming season by letting you choose between industry-leading interest rates and deep per-tower discounts on a new Zumatic pivot. The earlier you act, the better your deal will be. Better deals, better equipment, better season. Better contact your local Zumatic dealer today to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. See your local dealer or visit lindsay.com/springsale for full details.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our